Okay. Hey, it's Nick, and we're out here at the Joliet Municipal Airport, and the Goodyear blimp was flying through the skies and just landed down here, and I happened to catch who I would assume to be captain of the ship. What's your name, sir?
Joe Erbs. Yeah, one of the pilots of Bill and Dale are the other ones, but yeah.
Well, that, I guess one of my questions here then is, you know, how many folks does it take to pilot this thing?
It's certified for one pilot, but we always fly with two, mm-hmm. Especially on long flights in case somebody needs to get up and use the restroom, of course. When we do our TV events, we always have two pilots and a cameraman.
Sure. And from what I understand, you guys were here last week and you flew up to the PGA stop in Minnesota. Is that where you're coming back from?
Exactly. I stopped here on the way up to Minnesota and then on the way back, and we're on the way this tomorrow morning to Detroit.
Okay.
And then we have golf there again next weekend.
How does Joliet fit? Is it just kind of, because I figured maybe you can fly from Minneapolis to Detroit. Why come all the way down here?
Well, we could, but our trucks aren't amphibious, and most of our crew can't swim. So we have to kind of follow around the bottom of the lake here because we can't make it in one shot. So we have to stop someplace.
Gotcha.
So if we were to go straight and stop up in Milwaukee, it'd be a longer drive for those guys.
So part of the logistics is having to follow your ground transportation.
Exactly, yeah. When we get to an airport, we can usually beat the crew here, but we can't land and tie it to a tree. Uh-huh. So we got to wait till they catch up with the with the vehicles and all the spare parts and tools and the mast trucks and everything else.
How long did it take you to get from Minnesota down to here?
It's about just a little over 6 hours today. It took us about 8 hours to go up there the other day with the headwind, but today was just about 6:15.
Okay. Can you give us some quick specs on this thing? How long? How wide? What's inside?
246 feet long. It's about 300,000 cubic feet of space. It's filled with helium. So the whole thing's filled with helium, although there's two internal airbags that inflate and deflate as the helium expands and contracts when it gets hot and cold.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to assume you were a traditional airline pilot before taking over the blimp?
Well, we all come from different walks of life. I was a retired Air Force pilot, flew corporate for a while, flew a small airline for a little bit, and then came here. Mm-hmm. Been doing this for 5 years. We've got helicopter guys, we've got you know, straight airline guys, but you know, everybody comes from a different different walk. Nobody comes straight from blimps because we're one of the few games in town.
Right. Kind of reminds me of space shuttles. Nobody just goes right into flying a space shuttle. You kind of have a way there. How does it handle when you're in the air? Is it bumpy or is it like the smoothest ride you can imagine?
It depends on how the atmosphere is doing. And then early in the morning, late at night, it's nice and smooth. During the day when the ground's heating up, it can be kind of bumpy. That all depends also on how fast we're going. That can make it a little worse. It handles, you know, people always say, oh, does it fly like an airplane or a helicopter or like a boat? And the answer is yes. It handles like all those things. Sometimes all within a 30-second period.
How long have you been flying the blimps here?
5 years.
It seems so not very longer. Are you one of the more longer tenured blimp pilots?
I'm the oldest blimp pilot, but I'm the second junior blimp pilot of all of us. No, not that many of us. There's only right now we only have 11 total for Goodyear.
What's something maybe would surprise people about flying in a blimp?
Oh, I think what surprises most people is just how unique of a way it is to see the world go by, because you're going low and slow, so you could really kind of watch detail and find things and see things on the ground that you can't see from an airplane.
And being bombarded by local media when you're just trying to get a nap?
Hey, that's fine, man. That's part of the game. Nah, we're fine with that. We do that all the time, so we're used to it.
I appreciate your time, man. If you're looking for some local restaurant recommendations, let me know, okay?
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate your time, man. All right, take care. Thank you so much.